The B and A push to the count of two. Cross your arms in front of your chest. Wrap your fingers around your forearms. Push in toward your elbows on the count of one and release on two. One, two. Ready? Begin.
The catalyst for these broken bones, even though it only happened yesterday, lies folded in the wrinkles of the past. He was something to me, grumpy and lumpy and filled with hate. But none of that came until much later, and lasted until I was sirened into this place at exactly 7:52 p.m. I'm in traction in some highway city, counting the scallops in the hospital ceiling. At the start, he was something to behold and love. I thought, if only my freckles could save me. And they did. For years we lived okay, him doting over me, connecting my redness with a blue pen in our stiller, sillier moments. It's not so bad if I don't squirm too much. I listen to the nurses in the hall talk shit about the other patients. And about the ghost-like qualities of their own alimony and child support checks. They're fat, their breath smells like stale smoke and caramel syrup. But they're kind, and I appreciate that a whole lot. Months pass without any visitors, and I run out of questions to ask myself. My tongue is raw from the depressors Doc keeps sticking in. The deep, steady voices that once populated my head go mute. My thoughts are addled. I've forgotten why I'm here. Well, maybe not forgotten, but I can't figure it out for the life of me. My body moves with ease now. The physical therapist leads me through reps that work all parts of me, and my mind flops around like a catfish plucked from a riverbed. Looks like Brad is at the head of the little formica table in the kitchen of our starter home, and in front of him is a plate covered with continents of different meats. I spend all day skewering and basting and charbroiling. At this second, I deem him to be the drunkest man to have ever lived. I blush, and the non-freckled parts of my face redden, like they're racing to catch up.